Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that sacred cover, sit back and relax, and we'll hear what kind of divine messages we are getting for today. So we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it's time for you to learn about the magical DC life.
Good morning, Barbara. Hello, everyone. This is the Magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and as you well know, I'm a radio show host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma, and at that time she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It did take me quite a while to realize that the connection that I have with Joan is truly divine. She's left a door open, and others have walked through that space, and it has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it has provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, my work background was in law enforcement, but I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to. As well, it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach, a conscious channel, a speaker, an author, and a spiritual healer. I help people step into their power and their purpose. I help them to understand that it's important for them to love themselves. And after, you know, years of doing this, I found that that is really one of the most important things that we learn in our lifetimes, is to learn to love ourselves. So you can learn more about me or about DC Love, actually it should have been DC Love or me, by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. The Learn More button under my picture will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information that I've posted there that I've learned over the years. And you may find it's something that you've been looking for as well. Okay, now, DC, what messages do you have for us?
Well, I'd like to start off by wishing everyone some new moon blessings, because today is the annual new moon in Libra. And this is, a time for us to really open up to our potential and maybe create a new version of ourselves. So Ginger is asking, are you guys ready to get down with your bad self? Get ready, guys. This is going to be a really important time for us. And you know what? It's not only about loving yourself, but it's about really, having that beautiful relationship with you, because that's the most important relationship that we have. So we want to connect with our higher self, okay? So it's a really cool time right now. For some, it might be a little crazy and, you might feel a little scattered, but everything's going to work out. Just take it one day at a time, and tell that Ginger saying, tell ego to take a backseat. Sit down, ego. We don't want to hear from you right now. And get in touch, with that inner goddess or God, whatever it is, and just enjoy this cycle of the moon. And with that being said, I have a message from Jesus. Dearest beloved ones, each of you are precious beings of light that were born into this world with a very important purpose to fulfill. You are not alone, and your Creator's love accompanies you on your journey. Celebrate the wonder that each day holds and do whatever brings you joy. Connect with the universal wisdom deep within yourself and become filled with all of the secret treasures that you possess. Allow them to surface and inspire you through love. Be prepared for miracles and magic that await you. You are worthy of all that you are seeking, for what you are seeking is already seeking you, and you have the ability to manifest all your desires. Choose the path of least resistance. Go with the flow. Everything is unfolding as you connect with your inner joy. Allow your soul to lead the way and have faith that you are following your higher calling. Live life to the fullest and remain focused on the journey ahead of you as you are fulfilling your destiny. Enjoy each day fully and be grateful for all that you have attained. Today is all we have. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. That's why we call it the present. Beloved ones, your future depends on what you do today. Life is the most precious gift you've been given. Please mindfully embrace each day and love and keep moving into a positive direction. It's now time to create the life of your dreams. Embrace that you are blessed by God's grace. Welcome the divine blessings that are coming your way, leading you to your divine destiny. Dearest beloved ones, your journey awaits you. I love you, Jesus. And those are my messages for today, Barbara.
Okay.
We're going to condense them because we sort of have a Cliff Notes show today.
That's true. Our show is only 30 minutes long today, so if we cut off on anyone before we get to you, we're sorry, but I have to be somewhere. And DC has bad internet connection, so this is our way of dealing with it. Okay, here is what Jesus wants to say to you. Beloved ones, it is your time. It is your time to fully embrace yourself, to fully embrace your life, to create the life that you truly desire, to have the life that you prefer instead of the life that you have settled for. It's time to let go of the settling. It's time to let go of a lot of things. And remember, if you need help letting go, ask us. We will guide you. We will guide you to the people who can assist you. We will guide you in what you need to do on your own. We will guide you to what is for your highest good because we love you. You are just beginning to understand love. Some of you are just barely scratching the surface. You are learning that what you always thought was love was not actually love. It was fear. This is all part of your lessons in this lifetime. There's absolutely nothing wrong. There's nothing that needs to be fixed. You are just learning what you are learning. And each of you is doing an absolutely wonderful job in your own life. But there's always something that you can improve. So we are not telling you that you are wrong. We are not telling you that you are broken. We are telling you that you have the freedom to be more. And you can feel the difference in those words. Because when someone says you're broken, it makes you feel very small, very shut down, very constricted. And when I tell you you have the freedom to be more, it's very open, very expansive, filled with opportunities. We want you to start looking at your life in a way that is always filled with opportunity, that is always expanding in love, that is always opening you to being the very best that you can be. That is what is important. Okay, he's making his message short too.
But it was a beautiful message. Thank you. Very beautiful
message. Yes, it was. Okay. So now we will go to our callers, and our first caller is from area code 631.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, how you doing?
Great, how about you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
And what's your name?
Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Today, Rose. Yeah, your voice sounded familiar, but
right.
I have a hard time
I'm
remembering
doing well.
Who's who.
Right. Yeah, I know, it's hard. Get a lot of calls. I guess if you just want to give me a general message, it's up to you.
All right, well, that works. Okay. That always works. Rose, this is DC. Thank you so very much for calling us this morning.
Oh, hi, how you doing?
Good. Jesus is saying, Rose, open your heart to love because everything that you are desiring, every prayer that you seek, does come as a result of opening your heart to both sending and receiving love. And as we know, the heart is the gateway of receptivity. It's the answer to every question that we have, whether it's our life purpose, whether it's our love life, relationships, whatever the question, the answer is always love. And the more that you allow yourself to love, the more meaning your life is going to hold, okay? So Jesus and the other ascended masters, they're with you now at this time, and they're saying, Rose, you are protected, and it is safe to open your heart to love, okay? And
okay.
Make sure that you love yourself, okay? Be loving with yourself. Jesus is saying,
right.
Rose, you know, think about maybe doing a meditation, you know, for the heart chakra. And this is really a time, Rose, for you to break free. And it's also a time to, you know, to do whatever brings you true happiness. Rose, you've been waiting and waiting. You've waited long enough. Okay?
Yes.
Your life purpose is about to reveal itself, Rose. And Ginger's coming in. She's saying, girlfriend, it's not in a little way. It's going to be, ba-boom, it's going to be a big way. So
right.
When I say life purpose, it doesn't mean, well, Rose is going to get a part-time job, a full-time job. This is, you know, your life purpose is different. Just connect with your joy, and you're going to see the synchronicities that take place, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, you're going to be able to better take care of Rose, and you're going to serve others on the planet. So please, Rose, as this occurs, do not, you know, fear the changes that are happening to you. They're going to be positive, and, of course, they're going to happen at the divine right time, okay? So please follow your passion and explore the options that are available to you, Rose.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting you just got to watch your emotions because sometimes your emotions get the best of you, okay?
Right.
And do not let, like, you know, whatever's going on around you or the people in your life, do not let them affect you in any way. You've got to stay detached, okay? Stay centered
right.
And live with passion and a positive attitude, and you're going to see you are going to get what you are wanting, Rose.
Okay.
Okay? Ginger's saying, girlfriend, there's going to be a delicious surprise coming. Okay, so she's licking her lips, and I don't think it's a milk bone. But whatever it is, it's going to bring you true fulfillment and joy, Rose, okay? And it's coming very soon.
Okay, sounds good.
So you're in alignment with this new moon, I guess, you know? It's just really
right.
amazing.
Right,
but I am getting
yeah.
that you've got to balance your chakras, Rose. You know, those chakras are the little energy centers in our body, okay? And
right.
I'm just talking about seven main chakras, okay?
Right.
Because when they're not imbalanced, your life is just like it's out of sync, basically.
Right.
So this is
right.
a time for you to, you know, like really get those chakras into balance, take time to heal, take time to prioritize, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have those chakras in balance. We can be in fear. We can get angry. We could actually have, like, physical body pains, and we could be sad, okay? So you've got to
mm-hmm.
make sure that you time for your spiritual self as well, okay, and balance yourself. And
right.
Ginger is saying, okay, Mom. She's saying, okay, Mom, now turn it over to Barbara and Archangel Michael. So I've got to turn it over
okay.
now to Barbara and Archangel Michael. Love you, Rose.
Oh. All right, thank you. You too.
Okay, Rose. Archangel Michael would like to pour his special patented, like angels need to patent something, chakra cleaner. Through you. Are you ready now to receive the chakra cleaner?
Yeah.
Okay. And all you have to do is just breathe and allow. And you may feel it and you may not feel it. It doesn't matter. It works whether you feel it or not. Okay. So now that's started and we don't even need to think about that. Just let it happen. And so Jesus has a message for you now. So here he is. My beloved one, when you look at your life, you tend to see what hasn't worked. You tend to look at it through the eyes of what's wrong with me? What's wrong with my life? What's wrong? And we really want you to let go of that whole word wrong. And to start looking at what is right.
Mm-hmm.
And while we are speaking with you, we are sending a host of angels to work with you. And don't worry, they won't get in the way of Michael's chakra cleaner. That's going to work too. But these angels are helping you to clear out the energy the energy that is there because of the judgments you have made about yourself. So many people are always judging themselves. They are finding what is wrong with themselves. They are finding what is wrong with their lives. They are all wrapped up in what is wrong. And these angels are taking away all of the wrongness, all of the energy of wrong, any of the negative feelings that you have about yourself. It is amazing to us that most people have some degree of hatred for themselves, and that is being taken away. Because there's absolutely nothing about you that you should hate. Beautiful. You are loving. You are wonderful. You are here to be of service. And you are always being of service to the Creator, because the Creator gets to experience what you experience. That is why you are always loved. Always loved. Always loved. No matter what you are doing, no matter what you are going through, no matter what you are saying, no matter how you are being, you are loved. I want you to just let all of that just soak in for a moment. And just take a few nice deep breaths. Just clearing. Accept this love. Accept this truth. This is the time of the new moon. And this is the time of the new rose. You can move forward in your life in a new way from this moment forward. You can move forward in love. You can move forward in expansion, in becoming more, in opening up to the truth of you. That is one of the choices that you can make. We do not require that you do anything, and we never force you to do anything. We simply show you potential that is there. And we let you decide. Because we know that you can. Because we know that you are wise enough to make the best decision. You always do. Even when you look back and criticize the decisions that you made, in that moment, you made the best decision that you knew of. And there's never any reason to beat yourself up about what you've already done. This is a time for a new you. This is a time for you to accept the love that is you. So we hope that you spend this day accepting yourself, loving yourself, and just letting go. The angels will stay with you and work with you. And if you have any questions, ask. We always hear you. So just so that you know, you are wonderful. You are beautiful. You are magnificent. You have so much potential that you have yet to explore. Your life, we cannot even begin to tell you how magnificent it can become. Even though you are magnificent now, there's always room for it to get better. We love you. We love you. We love. That's what he wanted to say to you.
Yeah, it was a nice message. Thank you. I appreciate it. Both of you.
You're welcome.
Show you.
Thank you. And don't forget to do something nice for yourself, okay?
All right, I will. Thank you. I'll talk to you guys soon. All right.
Thanks, Rose. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 347. Hi.
Hey, Barbara. It's Jessica. Hi, how are you? I think you have a new call
from this area code.
I know, I'm on a different line today. I missed your whole show. I guess you started early today?
No. No, but we're ending early. So we have 9 minutes and 50 seconds. So what's going on?
Okay. I'll get it out quickly. Just would like some encouragement as far as my corporate consulting job, something related to that. I ended up getting an interview for a company that I was really excited about, but the position wasn't right for me. It was too much travel, and I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it. So you think that I would leave there and feel happy that now I was in alignment with companies that I was more interested in jobs and environments. And I was like that for one day, but then since then I've sort of been sort of doubtful and a little hopeless. But I'm
okay.
Jessica, this is DC, hon. Did we lose her? Barbara?
According to my screen, she's still there, but that doesn't mean anything. Sometimes people are gone before the screen shows it.
You know what? We'll leave her the message, and then she can go back and listen if she needs to. Jessica, Jesus is saying, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Okay? Let go of the fears that you have. Let go of the worry. Jesus is with you now. He's always by your side. Ginger is saying, girlfriend, your money wishes are coming true. Be optimistic. Put on a happy face. Get down with your bad self. You know, it's a new cycle. It's a new moon. Let's go, girl. Get it together. And I'm going to turn it over really fast to Barbara. Barbara?
I feel like you're speed talking. Okay. All right, Jessica, this is what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved, you already know that you went from being in your heart to being in your head again. And don't beat yourself up about this. This is just part of the process that you are learning. But when you go into your head, you start analyzing and critiquing and judging and finding what's wrong and getting all upset and having all of this traumatic experience. Which is why we encourage you, stay out of your head. We want you to give yourself permission, and you may have to give yourself permission 57,000 times a day, and we picked a number that's incredibly large because we know that you really can't reach that. But just in case you're feeling that you've done it enough, if you haven't done it 57,000 times a day, then you haven't done it enough. But what we want you to do is to practice letting go. Practice letting your mind know that it doesn't need to think unless you ask it to. Letting your mind know that it's okay to just be quiet, to just sit back and relax, to just enjoy the moment. That it's okay for it to trust the heart, to allow the heart to lead the mind. We know that you've been taught that your intelligence is all in your mind, and that's where you're going to get all of your answers, and that's what determines how smart you are and all of that other stuff. But we want you to know that the truth is your heart is connected to the universal mind. The universal mind contains all of the knowledge that has ever been known anywhere, anytime, any place, which is definitely more than your human mind has. So it's okay. Connect with that universal mind to listen to your heart first and to tell your human mind when it needs to be quiet, because it's your mind. You are not a mind. You are so much more. So do not believe that the mind needs to be in control. It doesn't. Let your heart guide you. You already know that when you let your heart guide you, your life flows so much more. It feels so much better. You experience joy and happiness. Don't fight that. Embrace it. And we know that even as we are talking, your mind is working in the background, telling you this, that, and the other, and we want you to be quiet. Because this is not something you need to think about. This is a way of being, not thinking. just let go. Let go of the need to have your brain figure out everything that needs to be figured out in your life. Just let go. Let go. Take a nice deep, deep breath. And just let go. This is your time of great change. You already know this. And we are here with you. You already know this. And we know that we are asking you to do what is not normal for you. But we also know that you can do it. And you have done it. And we want you to do it more and more and more. Because this is your new way of being. This is your way of creating your life and letting go of all of the clutter past. We love you. Okay, Jessica, that's what he wanted to say to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And I'm getting that they, okay, what are they saying? Okay, they're showing me this image of you in a bubble bath. I don't know if you like to take bubble baths, but take a bubble bath and just relax and let the water clear you.
Yeah, I do like taking baths. I take salt baths, but yeah, I've been tired. You know, I left the position and it's been, I think, 3 weeks or a month already, and I should be well rested, and I'm not.
Yeah.
Well, Jessica, we're in the new moon cycle, hun. I think it's going to help you. Archangel Michael is coming in, talking to you and to everyone else now. Stop procrastinating. No more excuses. This is the time to make a fresh start. Okay?
Well, that's what I've been doing, but obviously I need the rest.
Well, you needed the rest. Okay. Now it's time to, like, sort of clear out your head there. You know, remove that negative thinking, you know, that's inside there. Okay? And it's not going to be a time of, like, you know, any kind of excuses, because Archangel Michael is standing next to you and to me and to Barbara and to everyone. And to help us to shift our focus towards successful completion, positive feelings, and he's going to help us to take charge of our time and achieve our goals, to get organized, and really be, you know, proud of all we do and to accomplish what we've been wanting to accomplish. Okay, so just see it. This is the first day of the rest of your life, okay? And it's going to be wonderful. And there's something big waiting. Jessica, there's something really big waiting.
That's definitely been in my mind. Successful completion. Exactly what you said.
And just trust that everything is going to be revealed to you, you know, in the right time, Ginger. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Everything will be revealed. And just like I said, it's a cycle. Enjoy it. Just enjoy this day. Today is the first day of the rest of your life, and enjoy it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And Jessica, they are... Archangel Michael is, you know, pouring that wonderful chakra cleaning liquid through you. So while you're bathing, you'll also be cleaning out your chakras and just realigning your whole body and bringing you back to, I'm hearing an energetic self. So take that bubble bath and enjoy it.
Amen. Thank you. I will.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC, we have 20 seconds. Any parting words?
Just that I love you, Barbara, and thank you for being in my life. Thank you.
And I love you too, DC. And you are such a blessing. All right, everybody, we will be back on Tuesday with the regular length show. No, I can't say that. We might not be here Tuesday. Okay, DC, I'll have to talk to you about it.
Okay. All is well. All is well, Barbara. We're good.
But I'll be here tomorrow on Get Answers to Life's Questions, and DC might join me.
I'm going to try to be there, too.
Up with. Okay.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Have a wonderful day, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.